Blog Talk Radio.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off.
All right, well, welcome to The Balance. My name is Saul Marquis. Oh, but now we're going to be able to get our opening on. I think we'll be just fine today. Well, I don't know exactly what's going on here, but we're going to...
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquis and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
My minions, my name is Saul Marquis, El Presidente. Wow. Well, you know what? We keep you on your toes around here at the Balance Radio Network. You know, I tell you what, it's just, it's one of those crazy mornings where things just, you know, are going crazy. But good to have you along. My name is Saul Marquis, El Presidente. Let's see if we can do this the next 2 hours. I'm going to be talking to you a lot about sports, and I'm going to be leading you through. I hope to be, anyway, be leading you through the marvelous world of sports that's been going on this week. We got a lot to talk about. Well, you know, coming up at 9:35, knock on wood, we're going to have John Force, the legendary John Force, 16-time funny car champion, with us. Going to be talking with us. He's out at Houston. Going to be talking with us about what's going on out there. Also, got some NASCAR to talk about. But, you know, we really are going to get into the conversation with the Pacers. And what is going on with the Pacers? Is Frank Vogel fighting for his job with the Pacers? It's just been an unbelievable turn of events. So we're going to talk about that. And also, I tell you, you know what? I'm always the guy that says, "Oh, you know, I'm not always the most. I don't have a filter. Let me put it that way. But if you're the Clippers owner and you own an NBA franchise, and let's face it, white boys, we cannot jump." You have got to watch your mouth. Getting that conversation about Donald Sterling. Freaking believable. So we're going to talk with him about that. Talk about that. We're going to talk about him. My number is 917-889-8516. If you want to jump in any conversation today on sports, I'd be glad to have you along. Follow us on Facebook, The Balance, and on Twitter, T Balance. You know, and I gotta confess, I'm doing things a little bit different than my normal routine today, for a lot of reasons. But I'm actually using a different board today than what I typically do. So that might come into play later on. So I ask and I beg your forgiveness early on, right? And also, what kind of sports stories are you talking about? What are you thinking about? What are some of the things that are in your mind? We're going to be talking about some IndyCar. Of course, you know, we're just a couple weeks away from the inaugural Indianapolis Grand Prix. How awesome is that? I'm excited. We're going to be out there. You know, I do want to say happy birthday to our social media director, Michelle Jones, for everything that she does. So I want to say happy birthday to her. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Elon Warner with John Force Racing. How you doing?
Hey, Ian. We're on the air right now. Are you calling in to be on the show?
Well, no, I'm calling in. I think John Force is just supposed to call in this morning, and I wanted to verify his call-in time. Sorry, I'm on the air.
You can't verify the call-in, and I apologize. I'm doing a kind of a one-man show today.
Gotcha.
But, yes, the call-in time, 9:35, we've got him down, 917-889-8516.
That's what I had for him, and he's excited about calling in, but we also had another time. So we had a little bit of time confusion. We just want to make sure he's excited about being on the show.
Oh, we're excited to have him.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
I told you guys. I told you did not know what was going to happen today. And I warned you. I asked for forgiveness early on. Well, that's how we do things here at The Balance. Oh, my God. Can somebody fast? Am I in the Twilight Zone today? Wow. Well, I'm doing a one-man show today, so I have, you know, we're just talking. We're just friends right now. We're talking. I'll give you a little bit about the behind the scenes. You know, you just had a backstage pass. How did that feel? He just had a backstage pass to The Balance. Un-freaking believable. Well, anyway, we're excited to talk to you. You know, I get thrown for some loops, some loop-de-doops. And you know what? In all credit, my phone has died. Well, the battery's dead, but... And the charger's in my truck. And that's a whole other story that we'll get into another time. I would love to talk with you guys. 917-889-8516. We're going to make it through the next 2 hours. I promise you. I promise you we're going to make it, and we're going to make it happen. And so stick with me, will you? We'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
The echoes, the legends, the hearts and souls of champions, all will take notice as a new tradition ignites. The inaugural Grand Prix of Indianapolis. New twists, new turns, new thrills. Grand Prix of Indianapolis at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Our story begins now.
You know, after a long day here at the Balance Radio Studios, one of the things I like to do most is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice cigar and a great cocktail. One of my favorite places to do that is Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mike and Tom have the setup for you there. I'm going to tell you what, they've got a walk-in humidor, cigars, pipes, tobacco, the way you like it. You like it mild, they got it for you. You like it strong and bold, they got something for you. They got a fully stocked bar with local drafts, a very relaxing lounge, a full-service kitchen with a delicious, delicious menu, monthly cigar tasting events. You can play Golden Tee for free. Bring your laptop, relax with a nice cigar and the cocktail the way you like it. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mr. B's Cigar Box is the place you want to go to unwind. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Very easy to find. 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. That's 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. 317-272-6900. The guys out at Mr. B's Cigar Box are waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
Race fans, get ready for the 2014 Coors Light Carb Day Concert at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, starring the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar, and the Wobbles. And Sublime with Rome. Friday, May 23rd, Sammy Hagar and the Wobbles. And Sublime with Rome. Get more info at ims.com/carb day.
Fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
All right, my minions, welcome back to The Balance. My name is Tom Mark Wattel, President. Hey, I think we've all regrouped. We've got us a shot of coffee, we are good to go. We'll be talking some racing here. And I tell you what, coming up here, as you very well know, we got John Force, the legendary John Force, calling in. And I am excited to talk with him about what's going on out there in Houston. And certainly, he is the, if you want to call him, the godfather of NHRA. And certainly his daughters, Brittany, Courtney, Ashley, are all having magnificent racing careers. So we're going to talk with him about that. We're going to talk with John Force about what's going on in the world of NHRA. Well, NASCAR today, Toyota 400 out of the Richmond International Speedway. That's going on tonight, 7 o'clock. Practice was yesterday. Kevin Harvick, he is unstoppable this year. Unstoppable. And I'm not exactly a huge Kevin Harvick fan. But I'm impressed what Kevin Harvick's been able to do this year. He has just been able to string together, and he's got just a hot streak going on. And he's did well here in Indianapolis, and he's just dominated the racetrack. And really, he's had some of his best racing, I think, in his entire career so far this year. He's had two victories in the first eight races of the season, and has now made his way to the Nationwide Series, and he's picked up his first victory as well there. Richmond International Speedway. Can somebody tell me where Richmond and International come together? I mean, is there all kinds of – do they have Formula One racing there? Richmond – it's like an airport, doesn't it? Now, I'm not dogging Richmond. I mean, Virginia's a good Richmond, Virginia's a good area. Not Richmond, Indiana, by the way. That's not where 917-8995-16 is my digits. You know, we're going to be talking with John Force here coming up at 9:35, by the way. So just stand by. I promise you, things can only get better from this point. So let's talk a little bit about NASCAR and the changes that have been going on in NASCAR. Are you happy with it?
are you happy with the fact that they pretty much have a playoff system now? I mean, isn't that something that we talked about for a long time? So now do we are we saying, well, we don't like the chase? Well, I guess have your cake and eat it too, right? I think NASCAR's done a lot to help their fan base. I think NASCAR's done a lot as far as being able to connect with the fans. Obviously, NASCAR is one of the most fan-friendly races out there, racing series out there. And not to say that IndyCar is not. IndyCar is very fan-friendly, and they're getting better. But NASCAR has always been a fan-friendly racing series. Well, we hate the ones we hate, and we love the ones we love, right? So is that going to change no matter what kind of a race off or a race for the chase? Is any of that going to change based on rules changes? Well, I think as NASCAR fans, we want to have we want to be able to dictate what's going to happen, what's not going to happen, what kind of rules are going to happen. So I'm curious. I want to know your thoughts on the new setup. Obviously, Kevin Harvick is in it. With the new rules change, I'm curious to see what your thoughts are. Love to talk with you about that. 917-889-8516. Also, IndyCar. Boys are down in Alabama. Toyota has got it going on this week. They've got the Toyota race out, Toyota 400, I'm sorry, race out in the Toyota Owners 400 out in Richmond. And then IndyCar as well has the Toyota race out in, well, Toyota namesake race, I should say, out there in Alabama on the street course, road course. Well, road course, technically road course. Ryan Hunter Ray, I tell you what, that number 28 DHL car, much like Kevin Harvick over in the NASCAR series, un-freaking-stoppable. Andretti Autosports, certainly a teammate of Hinchcliffe. We talked a little bit about last week about the blocking and things that were involved there with that with Joseph Newgarden. You know, I've talked to different people. They're like, well, Joseph didn't block him. That was, you know, Ryan Hunter Ray blocked him and so forth. When you have these road courses like we have today, well, or street courses, the non-oval courses, we'll call them, you're going to have tight situations, and you're going to have to be able to make racing maneuvers. In my opinion, the one on the bad end of this was Joseph Newgarden. That was back in Long Beach. Certainly Ryan Hunter Ray is turning it up. I would suspect that Ryan Hunter Ray is going to be on the pole down there in Barber, in Alabama, the 17-turn Motorsports Park road course. Actually, it's pretty cool. It's actually a very scenic race course for the Honda Indy Grand Prix of Alabama down in Birmingham, Alabama. Did you see the with James Hinchcliffe and Joseph Newgarden going to space camp? That's pretty cool. I actually would like to go to space camp myself. People might think I'm already in space camp, right? Depending on who you ask, that's for sure. Well, guys, I tell you what, I'm doing this one-man show today. Kevin Chapman was supposed to call in. Guess what? He didn't. So we're going to sad sack him. $2 bill, Josh. Let me know. He's probably not going to call in today. He'll sad sack him. So I'm in a sad sacking mood. So how sad is your sack? 917-889-8516. Let's talk. Let's talk about what's going on in racing. IndyCar, NASCAR, Kevin Harvick on a hot streak. Certainly, you know what? We've almost made it a month without talking about Danica Patrick. Can you believe that? A month almost. Her eyes are so hot. I live in my own world. BK, Brad Klawoski. His idea of a dream sprint schedule, a whole bunch of double race weekends. I don't know. One race to me in a weekend is good enough. But I could see why you would want two races in a weekend. Oh, BK. So Darrell Wallace Jr. is going to be the number 20 nationwide series in the nation, the number 20 car in the nationwide series. So what's on your mind? I got a lot on my mind today. You probably do not want me to unleash the beast. So you want to talk about Kevin Harvick? Let me know. You know, I really want to get into this conversation, and I want to save it to our NBA talk after John Force in our second segment. But I really want to talk about Clippers owner Don Sterling, which, by the way, has a Mexican and black girlfriend. Keep that in mind, in the back of your mind when we're talking about owner of the Clippers, Donald Sterling. Keep that in mind. You know, we talked also on the hot corner, we talked about Panetta being suspended. 10 games. So, you know, really, I guess where we're at right now, it's kind of an open mic. Love to talk with you. Love to talk with you about some NASCAR, IndyCar. We're going to be talking some NHRA here very, very shortly with a 16-time legendary champion of the Funny Car Series. You know, not often you talk about kids following in their parents' footsteps, but not often does your child literally fall into your footsteps. Courtney Force, his daughter. Can you imagine going to work and racing against your daughter? That's incredible. So we're going to talk with him about that. And certainly they're out there at Houston, so we're going to talk about that. So, and we're also, I want to get into the Pacer talk, too. I mean, there's just like so much that I'm just biting at the nail to get into. Then I'm like, I know I have to wait. It's like, steady is it? Because we're going to get into that conversation. And I am literally fed up with the Pacers. We're going to see what happens today at 2 o'clock. Could all unravel today down in Atlanta. Every bit of it. And you know what? We might be here in the very near future. I don't know, though. I mean, but here's the thing. We might be looking for a new coach for the Indiana Pacers. And you know what? Frank Vogel will have a job somewhere else tomorrow, if that was to happen. Meaning tomorrow, metaphorically, meaning that whenever he gets fired, he's going to have a job right away. So what are we caught up here at the Pacers with? He has to get to the finals to save his job. That's where he's at right now. Even if somehow out of their ass, the Pacers are able to pull it together and get out of round one and escape with the Atlanta Hawks. They have still got to get to the finals. And it might very well might be the Heat and the Pacers. In fact, all logic would say that the Heat's definitely going to be there. Number one seed. I don't know what's happened. I mean, I just don't know. There's got to be some changes made in the Pacers organization. We cannot blame Larry Bird. But we do. We should be able to blame Larry Bird. We should be able to blame Larry Bird. But he's Larry Bird. I mean, nobody's going to have enough balls to say, Larry Bird, you suck. You made some bad decisions after the All-Star break. And you screwed this team out of a national championship. Nobody has the balls to say that. I do. Larry Bird, you don't suck as a player. You didn't suck as a coach. But you made some bad decisions. Maybe we should have held on to Granger. Larry Bird, you are the single reason and responsible for where this team is at today. Not Frank Vogel. The blame lies with you. And I promised that I wouldn't get into this too early. I'm sorry. It's a premature, if you will. But it's okay. Frank Vogel, you know, we did the same thing to Rick Carlisle. We sent him packing. Look at him now. Look at him now. And I don't know what happened with Rick Carlisle and Larry Bird, but it all goes back to Larry Bird. So, you know, I don't know. You tell me. Guys, 9:35, John Force is going to be coming on. Stay right there. We'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Over 100 years, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway has been the epicenter of racing, with the highest forms of motorsports all competing at Indy.
And Tony Kanaan has won the 97th running of the Indianapolis 500.
Over a century ago, the Speedway's designers had visions of a road course nestled inside the famed oval. And now, for the first time ever, the stars of the Indianapolis 500 will also run on the road course circuit.
It's so different than the Indy 500, I don't think it takes away from that. You can't even compare it to the oval. It's so different.
IndyCar drivers are the fastest and most versatile in the world. And now we'll be challenged by the 2.5-mile oval and the road course, both at the racing capital of the world.
Why not use this facility as much as you can? And this makes a lot of sense in my mind, and so if we have a chance to come here and race on the road course, hey, I'm all for it.
Next May, the racing action starts with the inaugural Grand Prix of Indianapolis.
It's pretty physical. There are a lot of fast corners. It's hard on your neck. Heavy braking into turn one. It's a good track.
This history-making event takes the green flag on Saturday, May 10, 2014. For the latest information, go to gpofindianapolis.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
You know, after a long day here at the Balance Radio Studios, one of the things I like to do most is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice cigar and a great cocktail. One of my favorite places to do that is Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mike and Tom have the setup for you there. I'm going to tell you what, they've got a walk-in humidor, cigars, pipes, tobacco, the way you like it. You like it mild, they got it for you. You like it strong and bold, they got something for you. They got a fully stocked bar with local drafts, a very relaxing lounge, a full-service kitchen with a delicious, delicious menu, monthly cigar tasting events. You can play Golden Tee for free. Bring your laptop, relax with a nice cigar and the cocktail the way you like it. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mr. B's Cigar Box is the place you want to go to unwind. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Very easy to find. 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. That's 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. 317-272-6900. The guys out at Mr. B's Cigar Box are waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
Race Man. Get ready for the 2014 Coors Light Carb Day Concert at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, starring the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar, and the Wobbles. And Sublime with Rome. Friday, May 23rd, Sammy Hagar and the Wobbles. And Sublime with Rome. Get more info at ims.com/carb day.
All right, my minions, welcome back to the Balance. My name's Tom Mark Wazell, President. Hey, I tell you what, we're half an hour in, and we've been talking to IndyCar, we've been talking NASCAR, but I am so proud to be to have our next guest with us, Mr. John Force, the legendary John Force. John, how you doing, sir?
Hey, guys, sitting here in Houston, the teams are heading out to the racetrack. It's hotter than heck here. But we're going to see what's going to happen today.
Well, I know you like it hot, that's for sure. So talk with us a little bit about what's going on in there in Houston. Obviously, John Force Racing is out there to make a statement in Houston. And talk with us a little bit about the 4-wide that just happened as well.
Well, we come off the 4-wide. Robert won the race in the Auto Club 4, and I was runner-up. So we had a great weekend. We're 1-2 in the points. He's still in the lead. I'm second. All my cars are in the top 10, Brittany and Courtney. So got no complaints there. But got down here to Houston yesterday in the heat, 110 on the racetrack. Schumacher's guys seemed to get down there. My top fueler with Brittany, with Castro, I mean, it flew. It's in the top of the show. But my three funny cars right now, we're struggling. Courtney's in the top 10. But Robert and I right now, nothing but problems. But that's what this game, that's what makes it exciting.
Well, I tell you what, and how exciting is that? You know, we affectionately refer to you as the godfather of NHRA. And you really have made the NHRA the racing series that it is. I mean, really, hand in hand, John Force Racing and NHRA go together. But how cool is that? To raise your daughters at the racetrack and to race against your daughters, Courtney, especially Courtney and Brittany, and wow, what a career that the two of them have just launched, and certainly, how exciting is that for you?
Well, it really is because, you know, no secret here, but I always wanted sons, and I got girls, and you know, I wanted someone to follow in my footsteps because I really love the NHRA drag racing. And boom, and, you know, in the last 5, 6, 7 years, my kids came up, actually got in a funny car, won Indy right there 2 years in a row. Heck, I've got 16 championships, never won Indy twice in a row. And actually got back in the car testing in Vegas. You know, she stepped out of the seat, you know, to have some children. She got back in and drove it like she never left. Ran 401, 404, but just hot lapping it. And but now Brittany and Courtney, we'll wait and see what Ashley's going to do in the future. She runs the John Force Entertainment Company. But Brittany and Courtney right now are holding their own out there. And I'm excited, especially when I get to race them. You know what I mean? And, yeah, they whip Dad sometimes. Sometimes Dad whips them. But we're a racing family. It's what we do. We got shops right there in Indy, in Brownsburg.
Sure. Right.
And my daughter's dating an Indy car driver. I was hoping
I was going to ask you about that.
What's Ray Hall doing out there? I love the kid. I know he's in Alabama and racing there. So I just want to wish the Ray Hall family and that team good luck. And we need a little luck over here ourselves.
Well, I tell you what, it is exciting that Graham Ray Hall, and it's certainly no secret that Graham and Courtney are now an item. And do you guys swap war stories per se?
Well, you know, IndyCar is a whole different world than us, but I really respect when I listen to the stories. You know, when he talks about how IndyCar, how his dad, you know, built it. You know, I was on the radio when Bobby Ray Hall. I mean, I was in the 18-wheeler going down the interstate when Bobby Ray Hall won the Indy 500. And it's just stuff that to see the children come up, his son, you know, to get into this, just like the dad and doing a good job. And my daughter's getting into it. So, life's good to me. Just got to keep winning.
Well, you know what? And here's the thing. We've joked that you're going to be in a funny car for the rest of your life, and you can never take a break. And I saw that you went on vacation over Easter weekend, and you had to get in a race. Not even what was it, the Virgin Islands you were at, or you were on vacation, and you came across a drag race.
I'm a drag race guy. My wife doesn't like to vacation with me. I don't know how to get into it. You know, I heard Donald Trump say once, he went on vacation and he built a hotel on the island. And I'm kind of that way. When I got there, I got a phone call. There was going to be a race out at St. Croix, you know, the racetrack there. And I didn't know they had a racetrack. And the owner, guy named Gary, come up to me. We were down having lunch with the grandkids, and he goes, "You got to come to my racetrack tonight." And I went out there, and I was in heaven. I was, you know, I didn't get to see much race, and I was only there a short time, but I had to get back to the family. But it was cool. My wife and I went out, and the stories, the people, and that's where I belong. Had a racetrack. I love it. Love driving these funny cars. Ray Hall's trying to get me in that Indy car. And I told him I'm going to put him in a funny car later in the year. You know what I'm saying? But different worlds. Love NASCAR. Love those kids over there. And doggone it, I'm just, God's too good to me. I'm having fun in life. I'm trying to grow my business, and I'm trying to teach my kids. And then I'm going to start on the grandkids.
I tell you what, how exciting is it? I do want to ask you one thing about Courtney, though, and then I do want to get into some conversation about Houston and NHRA. As a dad, and there was so much controversy over, and I saw the spread in ESPN, the Body magazine, very, very tasteful, and I thought that she brought a lot to the sport. But there were a lot of people that said that Courtney didn't need to do that to at all. As a dad, what were your thoughts? I know you were in the Body magazine in as well, so I'm sure you supported it. And we've talked with Ashley as well on this show. But as a dad, not so much as a fellow racer, but as a dad, what were your thoughts?
Well, number one, ESPN is our series sponsor. They'd come after me after my crash in 07 to show them how they could put me – the bionic man put me back together, broken
right.
arms and legs, and they wanted to show the workouts and what I went through. but I never looked as good as Courtney, I'll tell you that. But really, the first year she turned it down. She said, I want to prove myself as a driver and not be in a magazine. She was Rookie of the Year. You know, she made the top 10, the countdown, and won races. And the second year they approached her again, and it was her call. You know what I mean? You know, kids got to do what they got to do. They got to learn. But I'm telling you, if Mom and I would have thought it was wrong, and there's always going to be the sides, maybe yes, maybe no, that's the world. That's what makes life fun. Nobody ever agrees on anything. But it was done tasteful. She got a lot of exposure. And the fans still come up at the ropes. You know, we want to be role models, got the little kids. But, you know, you could see more if she was in a bathing suit on the beach. They really did it well. And as a dad, I was proud of her because she made a decision. She went with it. And this drag racing is a tough world. And if you're going to make it, you better believe in everything you do. And it helped build her career. It definitely didn't hurt her.
Well, certainly you have a legendary reputation. You know, 139 wins, and keep coming. And I know you want to win every race. So you're out there in Houston. What are some of the things that you have on the agenda to get to 140, 141, 142?
Well, I don't think about those numbers. I think about, number one, get the car in the show. You know what I'm saying? No, first thing I say is get the trailers set up and the teams and everybody organized. At Charlotte, I brought in my brand-new Featherlight trailer, my new hospitality. I bought 5 new trailers, and the good Lord brought in a gust of wind, and my awning sailed. I had named a guy asked me, said, what are you calling this big old display thing you built for hospitality and your media center? I said, well, you know, to me, it's Noah's Ark. I named it after my grandbaby, Noah. And he said, what if it don't work? I said, well, then I'll call it the Titanic if it sinks. And it flew, so we renamed it the Hindenburg. And it don't fly either, but the awning did. So I do things in life. I make it fun. I'm excited. I love to go to the racetrack. And I never answer a question, as you notice, but I will. But in the end, get out there, have fun, be with the teams, race because you love it, and get in the heat of battle, get in the show, try to get all gobble up all the points you can, and then go after the win on Sunday. My kids live it. Robert Hyde drives the Auto Club Ford, lives it the same way. And that Ray Hall kid, Graham Ray Hall, same thing, lives it. I was on the phone with him yesterday. How's it going there? How's it going up here? We're just, they're children of the veterans of sports. And I think he's a great kid because my kids are great kids. And we're going to get a championship. That's what we live for. If you don't get it, you come back next year and you try again.
Well, and we're excited for you to be back here at Indianapolis in your home race track out there at O'Reilly for the U.S. Nationals. How important is it to win there again this year?
Well, Indy is the granddaddy. And, you know, I've heard guys say that you can win a championship, but if you've never won an Indy, you haven't done anything. And you know what I'm saying? It's like our race at Indy. It's like the Indy 500 in IndyCar. It's a race that everybody in a lifetime, you want to win. I've won it, hell, I don't know, 3-4 times. I gave up counting. But I don't want to think about it. I want to keep trying. But it's an honor. I walked out of there. I won the butt shootout 1 year, walked out of there with a suitcase with $50,000 in cash in it. They gave me cash. It was really weird. Then they took it back the next day and gave me a check. But in the middle of it, it's awesome then to come back the next day and win the race. My children that drive for me today, Ashley, Brittany, Court, I had them on my shoulders walking out of the Indy winner's circle when they were 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. Now I got my grandchildren, Jacob and Autumn and Noah, on my shoulders when I walk out of winner's circle. So it's what I love to do, and I love being on your show.
Well, I love having you on, John Forsey. And I want one more quick question. This is the third time you've been on our show. We've had your daughters on as well, and who have followed in your footsteps, Courtney and Ashley. Ashley being a two-time Indy champion herself. What is it that drives you? What is the passion that drives you to get into that funny car each and every week? And because you know what? You've been there, done that. You've done it all. What is it about you that makes you say, I'm going to keep doing it? And at some point, do you ever see yourself saying, okay, I've done everything I can do. I am now going to retire. Are you ever going to retire?
Yeah,
not
but
we
you,
want you,
you
to,
never,
John, but...
You never get over that feeling because there's some young guy out there that wants to whip you, whether it's Pat Hagen or my own son-in-law, Robert Height, and you fight not to let them take it away from you. I love it. You take guys like Ron Capps. These are true race car drivers. They fight it week after week, but I love it. But you could say it's the need for speed. You could say, the will to win. But I'm going to tell you, just like when I played football in high school, it's the cheer of the crowd. I can be having a bad day. I can walk out on, into the racetrack, and the crowd starts cheering. Little kids run up, and I just melt. I turn into ice cream. I want to hug all of them. I want to make
sure.
All my friends, and that's the love you got to have.
Well, we're talking with John Force, the legendary John Force of John Force Racing, out there in Houston, going to make it happen this weekend. Real quickly, what are some final thoughts for Houston, and what do you guys got on the agenda for this weekend?
Right now, we're going to try to run low ET today, trying to get all these cars in the show. It's going to be real hot, like 110. It's tricky. I get to the winner's circle. I go to Ray Hall. I'll plug your sponsors, National Guard. I get in the winner's circle. You plug Castrol and Auto Club and Ford, and I'll be a happy camper. Win is what we do, and we're very fortunate. And I want to take a minute to thank the men and women in the military that fight every day to give us this great country that we live in. Sometimes we take it for granted, and you can't. And God bless them, and have them all get home safe.
Absolutely. John, I appreciate it. I know you're very, very busy, and I appreciate you taking some time to be on our show yet again, and we look forward to having you on again. And good luck to you there in Houston, sir.
I love Indy. Love your show. I guess I'm a Hoosier there now, so see you. I'll see you at Indy, and watch us on ESPN this week. See if
you
we
got
get
it.
Another win.
You got it, John.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye. John Force, the legendary John Force. He's been on the show a couple. This is the third time, actually, he's been here on the show. And we love talking to John. I tell you what, not many times, we do a lot of interviews, of course. I mean, we have a lot of big-name drivers that are on our show. But by far, John Force is my favorite. And had a good experience with him. And give you a little bit of a story here. A few years back, it was raining out at the U.S. Nationals, and we were doing a show. We had Courtney on, and then right after that, we had him on. And it's PR people, kind of say, okay, you got to go here, you got to go here, you got to go here, you got to go here. So the plan was he was going to sit down with us for about 15 minutes, and we were going to talk. He stayed with us, I think, about 45 minutes. Oh, it was a blast. It was a blast. Well, my name's Tom Mark with Sal Presidente. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Yeah, we're going to get back into that Pacer talk.
It's burning through my soul, but I won't lose control of my natural fantasy. I feel so alive, passing 305, and I just love to drive in my natural fantasy.
I'm J.B. Bernstein. I'm a sports agent.
Hey.
Who's that?
She's my neighbor. Not my type.
Why? Because she's not a model.
Yeah, stay away from that.
Right now, I'm on the verge of a huge break.
Without this deal, we're done. What's going on here? Don't tell me you signed a contract with these guys.
It's just business.
Guess what? We're out of money.
I mean, I don't know what else to do, J.B.
fast are they pitching cricket? I think I cracked this.
It's called Million Dollar Arm. We find the first Major League Baseball player from India.
Like being on the road?
Words cannot express.
Ray, how are you going to know if anyone can throw if you keep your eyes shut all day?
I can hear it.
Really?
Ah. That was about a 43.
Bingo.
We have our finalists.
Welcome to America, boys.
Okay. All right, guys.
Who is that? Is she a servant? She's a beautiful servant.
We can't train somebody who has never picked up a baseball. It's insane.
Okay, so how's it going?
Baseball is very hard.
This is Major League Baseball, not some social experiment.
You're not ready for this kind of pressure.
This is business.
It'll be a sideshow.
These guys are not ready for a pro tryout. Their chances fall between slim and none.
Ah! Are you okay?
These kids, they're my last best shot.
But they're also just a couple of great kids. Kids. I mean, they're far from home. They need to see that you care. Standing in the heart, babe.
As the world's gonna know your name. Wow.
This whole alternative family thing looks good on you.
Let's do this, partner.
Boom. We've got a major league tryout.
Are you messing with us?
No, I'm not messing with you. You got a tryout. All right, go ahead. Say it.
Did you kiss Miss Brenda?
No. She kissed me.
Oh! Jimmy!
You know, after a long day here at the Balance Radio Studios, one of the things I like to do most is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice cigar and a great cocktail. One of my favorite places to do that is Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mike and Tom have the setup for you there. I'm going to tell you what, they've got a walk-in humidor, cigars, pipes, tobacco, the way you like it. You like it mild, they got it for you. You like it strong and bold, they got something for you. They got a fully stocked bar with local drafts, a very relaxing lounge, a full-service kitchen with a delicious menu, monthly cigar tasting events. You can play Golden Tee for free. Bring your laptop, relax with a nice cigar and the cocktail the way you like it. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mr. B's Cigar Box is the place you want to go to unwind. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Very easy to find. 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. That's 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. 317-272-6900. The guys out at Mr. B's Cigar Box are waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
Welcome back to Balance. My name's Mark with Jeff. Today, hour number two about to kick off. How awesome was that to have John Force, legendary John Force, on with us. Wow. 16-time Funding Card champion. And as you heard him talk about, his daughters, Courtney, Ashley, both of them met on the show before. Courtney and Ryan Hunter Ray, you know what? Can we read him? I'm not making an official announcement here, so just so you know, I'm not doing that per se. But can we read between the lines? Am I the only one? I'm like, say, hey, you know, Ryan Hunter Ray. I'm sorry, I said Ryan Hunter Ray. Graham Rahal. I got Ryan Hunter Ray on my mind. Graham Rahal and Courtney, you think maybe there might be some, it's almost like I read between the lines. I read into things. But it sure sounds to me like John Forrest likes a little IndyCar in the family, and interesting. Could we say that there might be wedding bells for Courtney? Hey, I tell you what, let's just put it out there. I don't have very many celebrity crushes, if you will, but Courtney Force is one of those. Smoking hot. So, you know, Graham Rahal, Courtney Force. I don't know. I think it could happen. Let's be clear here. I'm not making an announcement. It's not anything that I know. They just seem like they're getting pretty serious. Do we really care, though? At the end of the day, do we really care? I love John. I love having him on the show. He's a good friend of the show. His whole racing organization has just been great. Of course, they're based in Brownsburg, Indiana, and as he said it himself, he's a Hoosier. And you just talk with him, and he will talk about everything. He may never actually answer the question that you ask him, but he'll always talk. Hey, you know what? It was great having him on. So in the entire Ford, Courtney's been on this show before, and Ashley has been. So, you know, we're going to have him on again. Well, let's get into some other conversation here. I know. We got to have it. It's one of those hard conversations that we have to talk about. And yes, there are more teams in the NBA playoffs other than the Pacers. But we got to have this conversation, people. We got to talk about it. We can no longer brush it underneath the rug. Talking about Frank Vogel. It's time to start talking about Larry Bird. It's time to start talking about the Pacers and their inability to win a national championship. Now, I say inability because they have plenty of ability. The talent's there. You know, and maybe we've grown to expect too much from the Pacers. We're going to find out today at 2 o'clock. You know, we're gonna digress for a moment. We're gonna come back to the Pacers, but I just don't understand what's going on there. And maybe somebody has some insight that I don't know. Remember back at the All-Star break, when the Indiana Pacers were the best team in the league, how we talked about them finally getting at, well, how we talked about how we may not even, how we don't want to hear beat the Heat. Well, I don't know what happened, But something happened. We're going to get back to that conversation. I do want to talk about Donald Sterling. I assume that most of you have heard the story by now, talking about the owner of the Clippers. I don't think he's ever made it a secret. He doesn't like black people. Let's just call it what it is. You can call him a bigot. You can call him racist. And certainly he's entitled to his opinion. You know, he's not the first owner that we've seen have issues with racism. If you remember a few years back, the owner of the Cincinnati Reds. And certainly there's been a lot of media people maybe have had an issue with racism. We think about Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, I said Rush Limbaugh. Remember he got fired from ESPN. Because he said something about Donovan McNabb being black. Really taboo. Not near as bad as, well, even Don Imus. Don Imus says, you know, something about the WNBA being a bunch of nappy hair girls. Actually, I thought that was kind of humorous. They call him shock jocks for a reason, guys. I don't claim to be a shock jock. But you can't be surprised when they say some of the things they say. So I don't know that we're really surprised that Donald Sterling opened up his mouth and allegedly, air quotes, tells his girlfriend not to bring black people to games. And I guess maybe it's me, an oxymoron here. Yeah, I'm the moron here, I know, but maybe it's just me. But if you're going to be an NBA owner, let's face it, guys. As I said a while ago, earlier, white boys can't jump. And the LA Clippers have made a 360 compared to where they're at now and where they were at, you know, 5 years ago. And the Clippers are definitely in contention. Now, I don't know if they'll win a national championship, but they're there. And certainly they're in the playoffs. And we know Donald Sterling has a history of racist behavior towards black people. You remember he had some lawsuits from his tenants or whatever in his apartment properties, and the former GM, Elgin Baylor, accusing Sterling and the Clippers organization of racial discrimination. But now TMZ's released it. TMZ's came out with it. And I tell you what, once it hits TMZ, it's real. It's real. It happened. Apparently, TMZ has some audio of Sterling allegedly, air quote, talking to his girlfriend, who happens, by the way, to be mixed between Mexican and black. Apparently, there's some audio out there now about how upset he is that she hangs out with black people and posts photos of them on her Instagram. And if you've seen a picture of his girlfriend and you've seen a picture of him together, it's pretty clear why she's with him. And do I need to spell it out for you why she's hanging out with black guys? Exactly. You're thinking what I'm thinking. We don't need to say it. Maybe that's why, maybe he knows that. Maybe he doesn't want it thrown in his face. Apparently, he told her that hanging out with Hall of Famer Magic Johnson is on the no-go list as well. So in other words, don't hang out with Magic Johnson. He said things that like, it bothers me a lot. You want to broadcast your associating with black people. Do you have to do that? That's one of the things he said. He also said this. You can sleep with black people. You can bring them in. You can do whatever you want. The little I ask is not to promote it on that. In other words, don't throw it up in my face. And not to bring them to my games. He also said, I'm just saying, you're a lousy expletive, that in your lousy expletive Instagrams, you don't have to have yourself with and walking with black people. That's what he said. Is he racist? Hell yeah. He's racist. Is that the end of the world? No. Honestly, I could care less. I mean, I think if you're going to be racist, you pick the wrong career path to own an NBA franchise. And I mean, I know the money's there. But black people have made you a very rich man. And you've made some black people very rich men. Now, whether you like black people or you don't like black people, there's things that are said privately. Let's admit it. Let's all be honest and be real here. Whether you're black or whether you're white, there's things that are said in the confines of your own home, among your closest friends and family, that you don't share with the world. And I'm putting everybody in that loop. I mean, if you're Mexican, you don't like black people. If you're black people, you don't like white people. If you're white people, you don't like black people. They're all in the same mix. And, you know, so certainly there's situations like that. What you don't do, especially if you're an NBA owner, in my opinion, he's entitled to ask of his girlfriend anything he wants if he's deciding to have that life with her. I feel like that if you're in a relationship with someone, you have the right to ask of that person whatever you want to ask. If he doesn't want black people coming to his games, if he doesn't want her bringing black people, if he doesn't want her, that's fine. I mean, that's his choice. I don't know that we have to agree with that choice, but that's his choice. As an American, you know. So, but as a owner of an NBA franchise, by the way, predominantly all black people, do you have the right to voice that publicly? Of course, now we go back to consider the source. The source being TMZ. They make no bones about it. They're a tabloid. They want to be a tabloid. They're a gossip. I mean, so take it with a grain of salt. But let's face it. TMZ's brought us some pretty juicy gossip over the years. And at best... Well, I mean, trashy magazine, trashy TV show, trashy internet site, that's what they are. They make no bones about it. That's what we do. We're not going to tell you what a great NBA owner you are. We're not going to talk about how great your Clippers are and how they've managed to pull themselves out of a rut and really put themselves in a place of contention. We're not going to talk about that. What we are going to talk about is the juicy stuff that we were able to pick up on. I do not know how TMZ can pick up so much that they do. They're probably listening to this show right now. I'm probably going to be called a racist. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. But I don't talk about it on the show. I'm a Republican. I'm an NRA guy. NRA is here in Indianapolis. I think as a God-fearing citizen of the United States of America, it is my right to own a gun. Now, this is a sports talk show. Do we sit around and talk about guns? No. Are my beliefs on guns? No. So I guess that's what I'm saying. TMZ is doing their job. Whatever that might be, trash juicy gossip, what have you. So Donald Sterling got caught opening his mouth. What kind of backlash should we deal with here? And certainly you can go to TMZ.com. The audio's out there. He even calls his girlfriend stupid, stating that she doesn't know what people think of her because she hangs out with minorities. And her friendship is painful to him. You know, and Donald Sterling and this whole thing is Jerry Springer all over. You do know he's married, right? He's married to some gal named Rochelle, who's suing the girlfriend, claiming that she engages in conduct designed to target, befriend, and seduce, and then receives gifts or transfers of wealth from older men whom she targets for such purposes. That's a quote from said court documents. Can we call her a gold digger? Is that okay? Because that's what she is. And it's no secret as to why he's with her. Let's talk. Let's be real here. Sensitive ears, cover your ears. He's in it for the piece of ass. And apparently, it's one hell of an ass. Just saying. Okay, kids, you can uncover your ears now. So Mrs. Sterling maintains that the gifts Donald purchased for her were community property, and she wants them to be compensated. She wants to be compensated for it, whatever. So, yeah, she's a gold digger. And that's what she's being sued for. So, I guess the people that make him rich, I told you I was going to digress, you know. Do we really care at the end of the day if Donald Sterling likes black people or doesn't like black people? Or do we care about how the Clippers are doing in the playoffs? Anything to take the focus away from the Pacers, right? Well, you know, the Lakers, Mike T. Antone might come back as the Lakers coach. At least that's the word. We'll see if that happens. Let's talk about these Pacers. Let's get back on track here with these Pacers. Can we say WTF? Am I being hard on the Pacers? Yes. They're our home team right here in Indianapolis. They look disorganized. They look unconfident. They certainly aren't the same team that we saw before the All-Star break. Again, all the talk around the NBA was how the NBA Pacers were to be the best team in the league and how they would finally eliminate the Miami Heat and reach the 2014 NBA Finals. And then Larry Bird. Larry Bird, you know the old saying, if it's not broke, don't fix it? I think Larry Bird broke it. You know, nobody else is going to say this to you. Frank Vogel's going to be the scapegoat in all of this. So don't worry. Larry Bird's reputation is intact. And he's gonna escape the 2014 season relatively unscathed because he is Larry Bird. Well, so you know Paul George isn't going anywhere, right? $multi-million contract we signed with him for him. Larry Bird decides to mess around in the free agency world and the trade line, around about the trade deadline. He had to make a trade. You know, there's a blog up on the balanceonline.com. Kind of echoes everything I'm saying right now. And that was written by $2 Bill Josh, by the way. We've been covering the Pacers for us. But basically, you know, Josh used to say that the trade deadline and Larry Legendary Bird just couldn't help himself to make a trade. He sent former All-Star Danny Granger to Philly for Evan Turner. So as Josh goes on to say, it seems like a great trade. It just isn't working. Since that trade, the Pacers are 24-21. Go there and check out the blog on thebalanceonline.com. So what is going on with the Pacers? You know, Frank Vogel, game four, I'm just going to say it, better not start Rory Hibbert. Now, apparently Rory Hibbert has did one heck of a sales to Frank Vogel. And apparently, maybe Frank Vogel sees something we don't see in Roy Hibbert. I guess the official word, he doesn't know for sure if he's going to start him today. But my guess is he will. The Pacers have found themselves in a 2-1 series hole versus the Hawks. An 8 seed or a number 1 seed. And the Miami Heat is just sitting back, licking their chops, rubbing their hands together. You know, I said it before on the show here. You ever watch the Charlie Brown episodes where Lucy, you know, holds the football for Charlie Brown and he comes running? Only to have the ball pulled out from underneath him. Well, that's what's going on here with the Miami Heat and the Pacers. So the Miami Heat are loving this. And quite frankly, they should. You know, I don't know what has happened with the Pacers. But I can tell you one thing. One person who isn't making things better for us is Roy Hibbert. Frank Vogel needs to sit Roy Hibbert today on the road in game four of the NBA Finals. And they probably won't even get out of round. So in other words, a number one seed, the Indiana Pacers, are going to get their asses handed to them by a number 8 seed, Atlanta Hawks. And quite frankly, they should. They've been playing like crap. And a big reason of that and a big part of that has been Rory Hibbert. I don't know what's happened to him. He just went downhill over the course of the season. And it's pretty alarming, actually. I mean, he's a 7'2 big man. I mean, he's a pretty big guy. He's had a grand total of 4 points and 2 rebounds in game three. And is averaging roughly 6 points and 4 rebounds for the series. Now, you ask Frank Vogel, is he gonna stick with Roy Hibbert in the lineup? Basically, he says he doesn't know yet. Doesn't sound too sure or convincing, so my guess is that he'll still play him. So maybe, you know, they say, well, he won 56 games. We won 56 games with him as our starter. That's what he said. Well, Roy Hibbert, but Frank Vogel may cost you your job. Not that you can't get another job, and not that you won't. But we like having you here at the Indiana Pacers. I think you're a good coach. Give us something to hang on to. Give the fans something to hang on to. I don't know. But one thing's for sure, Frank Vogel. If you can't get it together, you're going to be the scapegoat. Whether it's your fault, Roy Hibbert's fault, at the end of the day, Larry Bird's still going to be here, and Roy Hibbert's going to be here. Who's not going to be here in Indianapolis is you, Frank Vogel. You. You will not be in Indianapolis. And if you're okay with that, if you're okay with telling your fans, I don't like being your coach, then go ahead and tell us that. Stop being that girlfriend that acts like you give a crap about us. And not doing anything to change it. Frank Vogel, I'm not saying that everything is your fault. I'm saying that you're going to have to be a coach. You're going to have to be a leader. And the only way to do that, set Roy Hibbert, play the productive players, and play the same damn Pacer basketball that you were playing before the All-Stars. Because the only way Larry Bird's leaving the Pacers, the only way Larry Bird is leaving the Pacers is on his terms and he retires again. So it comes down to you. Whether or not we agree or disagree with the Granger trade, it comes down to you. Frank Vogel, our destiny is in your hands. It's a crappy job, but somebody's got to do it. But you get compensated well for it, very well. And you have a good living, and you have a good life. Our fans of the Pacers pay a lot of money to come and watch what? Watch what? What are we paying for as a fan of the Pacers? Sure. Now, I'm not here to say that there's not been other contributing factors. But you're the coach. You're the leader of the team. Ship's sinking. Maybe you're going down with it. But you're going to be the only one not on a lifeboat. And that lifeboat is you getting to the finals. That's the only thing that's going to save your job at this point. So, Mr. Frank Vogel, stop scratching your head and wondering what the heck is going on with your Pacers and Roy Hibbert that you won 56 games with. Roy Hibbert is not winning you games right now. Set him in game four. Play the kind of basketball that you know how to play. Show the Pacer fans that you want to be the coach of the Pacers and that we can make it to a championship. We can make it to the finals. Two Indianapolis boys on the court, opposing teams, Teague and George. And I'd say why that Jeff Teague is a phenomenal basketball player. We wish he was here. Wish that he played with us. All right, game four today, 2 o'clock, Pacers-Hawks. Let's see what happens. Also, the Heat and the Bobcats tonight, 7 o'clock, 4:30, the Spurs and the Mavericks. And 9:30, the Thunder and the Grills. Grizzlies and the Grill. Tomorrow, the Bulls and the Wizards. Are we perplexed about that series? A 4-5 seed, game 4. Am I the only one that just is like, huh? Bulls, Wizards? Very complexing. Raptors and the Nets tomorrow as well. Clippers and the Warriors. Donald Sterling's team. Save his girlfriend shows up with a black dude. The Rockets and the Trailblazers tomorrow also. And game 5. Hawks, Pacers. On Tuesday. Monday. So that's the NBA lineup, my friends. It's the NBA lineup. We got a half an hour left. Man, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? Are you having as much fun as I am? You know what? We talked about it on the Hot Corner. And Albert Pujols, 500 Club, magnificent. Here's what it sounded like when. By the way, former Cardinal fan, by the way. Former Cardinal guy. 500 Club, my man, Albert Pujols. Here's what it sounded like.
Yet again. Now the 1-2. Albert drives one out to left center field. That ball's hit well. There she goes. Welcome to the 500 Home Run Club, Albert Pujols.
Well, and that's what it sounded like, Albert Pujols, becoming a member of the 500 Club. Fantastic. You know, he hit home run number 499 and 500 all in the same game. Unfreaking believable. In my opinion, probably one of the greatest baseball players of all time. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. We'll be right back with our final half hour. If you guys want to jump in the conversation, the number is 917-889-8516.
Time you take a sip in this smoky atmosphere.
Race fans, get ready for the 2014 Coors Light Carb Day concert at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, starring the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar, and the Wobbo. And Sublime with Rome. Friday, May 23rd, Sammy Hagar and the Wobbos and Sublime with Rome. Get more info at ims.com/carb day.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
The echoes, the legends, the hearts and souls of champions, all will take notice as a new tradition ignites. The inaugural Grand Prix of Indianapolis. New twists, new turns, new thrills, Grand Prix of Indianapolis at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Our story begins now.
You know, after a long day here at the Balance Radio Studios, one of the things I like to do most is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice cigar and a great cocktail. One of my favorite places to do that is Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mike and Tom have the setup for you there. I'm going to tell you what, they've got a walk-in humidor, cigars, pipes, tobacco, the way you like it. You like it mild, they got it for you. You like it strong and bold, they got something for you. They got a fully stocked bar with local drafts, a very relaxing lounge, a full-service kitchen with a delicious menu, monthly cigar tasting events. You can play Golden Tee for free. Bring your laptop, relax with a nice cigar and the cocktail the way you like it. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mr. B's Cigar Box is the place you want to go to unwind. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Very easy to find. 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. That's 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. 317-272-6900. The guys out at Mr. B's Cigar Box are waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
Peter! You just pooped all over the bed.
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
Everybody get up.
Welcome back to the Balance Final Half Hour. Little blurred lines. Robin Thicke. I'll tell you what. We do give you some blurred lines here. You know, I'm seeing things on Twitter here. Maybe I'm too hard on Frank Vogel. It's not all his fault. Well, you know, I'm not going to apologize. It's time to make it happen. It's time to make it happen, boys and girls. Want to make that part of the iPod shuffle? Let me know. And guess what? That's right. It is time for the iPod Shuffle. Give you a little idea. We do this every Saturday morning, last half hour of the show. Kind of open mic. We talk about everything. Talk about baseball, racing, fantasy sports, whatever. What's going on around the internet? Your favorite television shows? It is time for the iPod Shuffle. Let's talk about it. Whatever's on your mind. You know, I want to recap a little bit from Thursday night's baseball show. Maybe you missed it and you didn't. You say, hey, I heard about, you know, this great montage that you did with Wrigley Field. Wrigley Field, 100 years old this week. And so what I did on the Hot Corner, which, by the way, Hot Corner every Thursday, from 7 to 8 Eastern, right here on the Balance Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio. we talk baseball. That's all we talk about. It's a show dedicated specifically to baseball. So we did a little montage on the Hot Corner on Thursday, and it went something like this.
Baseball season's underway. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
Little roller up along first, behind the back. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
Now the pitch. As a high drive, deep right, center, way back. Might be out of here. It's off the wall. One run is in. Two runs are in. A third man scores. And look at this score. Way back. Might be out of here.
Hey!
He did it again. He did it again. Game is tied. The game is tied. Holy cow.
How about that?
Here it is. There goes the runner. Hey, a line drive off the pitcher. Game is over. Cubs win. What a lucky break. The good Lord wants the Cubs to win. A line drive deflected by Smith to the shortstop, Owen. And it's a double play. One ball, two strikes. A pitch. Hey, Cubs win the division. Cubs win the division. Cubs win the division.
Hi, everybody. I'm Pat Hughes, Chicago Cubs broadcaster and longtime baseball fan. Behind me sits the friendly confines, Wrigley Field, one of the last of the original classic ballparks. And we're here today to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Wrigley Field. So join me on this journey back in time. There's no other ballpark quite like it in the whole world.
Built in 1914, Wrigley Field is the last of the jewel box design ballparks that were built in the early part of the 20th century. Its first baseball team, the Whales, played there briefly, followed by the National League Chicago Cubs. The spirits of Cub legends and the Hall of Fame ballplayers linger in the park like the echoes of adoring fans. With its signature hand-operated scoreboard and ivy-covered walls, it's one of a kind. Heroes and villains, triumphs and tragedies, curses and strange occurrences. It seems like everything that plays out in baseball drama happened here in Wrigley Field. Everything but a world championship. This is the 100-year story of Wrigley Field. So as Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub himself, said, welcome to the friendly confines.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to throw out today's ceremonial first pitch on the 100th birthday of Wrigley Field, using the ball, her grandmother, Dessa Wiegman, threw out at a game 100 years ago. And joined by her brother Michael Ken Smith, Paul Wiegman Smith, and cousin Craig Bradway. Please welcome Sue Quigg.
The legend says, if he don't pass in 2003, Dusty took the Cubs to the land of liberty. They had Mark Fire and Kerry Wood. Don't forget the Big Z.
Chicago Cubs have only played at Wrigley Field, although there have been a couple other teams that have played there at Wrigley Field. So 100 years, and that's a huge, huge accomplishment or milestone, if you will. And so, you know, here at The Balance, I know we've got a lot of Cubby fans. So 100 years of Wrigley Field, that's fantastic. Maybe you've been to a game there. Maybe you've got some memories from Wrigley Field you'd like to talk about. 917-889-8516. Part of the iPod Shuffle. Really, we just kind of mix things up and talk about whatever. So certainly, we're talking about a little bit about the Wrigley Field. You know, I go to a lot of ballparks, but a really nice ballpark is out there in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Brewers. And by the way, if you ever get out there, get yourself a Brewer dog and some Brewer sauce. Maybe it's just ketchup. Maybe it's just barbecue sauce and ketchup. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. But it is delicious. Well, you've probably seen, like, the movies Big League. And I'm sure you've seen the Miller Lite commercials. Bob Uecker. Must be in a front row. And certainly, there's countless of players that have statues in and around ballparks that they once called home. But how many catchers with a 200 batting average have one, much less two? As of Friday, which, by the way, we know Bob Uecker as a broadcaster. He was the radio broadcaster for years for the Milwaukee Brewers. But he was also a catcher. As of Friday, Bob Uecker stands alone in statues, two statues. Milwaukee Brewers honored their longtime broadcaster with a second statue before the team took the field against the Chicago Cubs Friday night. And there's still one that stands outside Miller Park, and this other one is in the last row of the upper deck. Fittingly so, right? And, you know, kind of a nod to his iconic Miller Lite commercials. I wish I would have had it, the soundbite ready for you on that. I would have played it. So, next to the statue of Mr. Baseball is an empty seat where a fan can sit and pose for pictures in exchange for a donation to the Brewers Community Foundation. I think that's pretty cool. There you go. Bob Uecker. Honored. If I'm not mistaken, he actually lives in Milwaukee, too. So has made Milwaukee his home, and Milwaukee has made them. So what else do you guys want to talk about today? I can give you about 10 minutes. We got an iPod shuffle. We'll talk about the NHL. We can talk about the NHL. We really haven't talked about it. And, you know, we're right here. It's amazing. And hats off to the Indiana Ice. You know, last week, you know, we had assistant head coach of the Indiana Ice. And then coming soon, we've got the Indiana Fuel. But hats off to the Indiana Ice. In the playoffs, Ice Saints, and I tell you what, I know all the listeners on Indiana Talks, know Indiana as well, as they air all their games. And it was kind of a bad night at Pan Am Pavilion. I said $2 Bill Josh covered that game for us last night when the Indiana Irons faced off with the Dubuque Fighting Saints in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Despite the rough start, though, they pulled out a win. 4-1 victory to gain a 1-0 advantage in the best-of-five series. So hats off to the Indianapolis Indians. The Indiana, yeah, we'll get there. Indianapolis Indians, the Indiana Ice. I am so sorry. I tell you what, one of those mornings. More coffee, please. We'll talk about some NHL. We can do that. These, I don't know how this happened. How childbirth became such a part of sports news community. Oh my God. Did you, you know, really, what I'm doing is I'm just kind of going through my tweets and stuff here this past week. And that's kind of how we come up with this iPod shuffle. Just kind of look at the tweets and stuff. But did you guys hear about Mike Babcock, the hockey, talking about hockey, Mike Babcock got yelled at his wife for comments regarding childbirth. True story. Babcock apologized for Wednesday. I guess he said something. That the Waske and Quanaz should play. I can never pronounce IndyCar drivers and hockey players should play because their wives are giving birth, not them. And so and we saw the same situation in baseball not too long ago. Yeah, you know, if your wife's having a baby and you want to be there, that's fine. You know, that's fine. I'm all for it. I'm all in. But apparently, if you are a professional athlete, it's not all in. You have to make choices. What choice would you make in your job? I don't think they give men the proper props when it comes to childbirth. But somehow, some way, part and intertwined in sports talk. Really, if your wife's having a baby, go be with them. That should be your choice. If you choose to come and play, great. You should not be crucified because you decide to be at the side of your wife. You know, I'm just saying. So who's going to get the Stanley Cup this year? Going to be the Bruins? Well, we'll see. No way, you know, we haven't talked college football. I'm humored by, again, we're doing the iPod shuffle right now, so we're just kind of bouncing around from topic to topic. I'm humored at Northwestern. I'm humored, and I'm also saying, all right. Now, everybody that knows me, I am anti-union. I hate unions. I think the reason why we have half our economic problems that we have in our world is because of unions. But the Northwestern University football players decide, hey, we're going to get together and we're going to form a student athletes union. Basically, we want to get paid. Well, maybe they will. Maybe that'll come together. I don't know. They're already getting a full ride scholarship, and I get it. I understand that there's certain financial considerations that maybe we could look at, but you got to look at all the sports and all the schools. I mean, you might look at a school like Ohio State or Northwestern, for example, or any of the Big Ten schools probably have deeper pockets than some of your smaller schools like Marion University, Indiana Wesleyan, IUPUI. So when you make an NCAA rule, that has to be able to apply across the board in the NCAA. And what will these guys be using the money for? Well, if you go to University of Colorado, we now know weed is legal there, so maybe they're using it for that. I guess what I'm saying is, one, how much compensation do you pay a student athlete, if you pay them anything? And two, they have a full ride. They don't have any student loans. And if they have credit card debt, well, that's their own stupidity. To say that they shouldn't pay it, I don't know. I guess I'm old school. I'm old fashioned. You go to school for an education first and foremost. And everything else is secondary, to include athletics and partying, for that matter. If you go to a party school, and if that's your thing, fraternities, sororities, all the college life that goes in and around college is great. But the reason you go to college, maybe I'm stupid when I say this, but isn't the reason you go to college is to get an education? You don't go to college to earn an income. And if you're good enough at what you do post-college, you'll earn a very good income. So 4 years out of your life. So where do we draw the line at? Now, okay, so we pay student athletes. We pay, now we've established that. Are they the only ones going to school on a scholarship? There's academic scholarships. Are they going to get paid too? So then you take that segment and that cross-section out. Okay. You're a student athlete, you do well, you got a full ride scholarship, you're going to get paid. Okay. You're not an athlete, you get a full ride scholarship, academics, you're going to get paid. Now let's get to the root of probably most college kids, a lot of college kids, especially older college kids. They're working, going to school at night, or working at night, going to school anyway, they're juggling that family. If anybody needs the money, it's those guys. How come nobody's speaking up for those guys? How come nobody's paying their way? Why do you have to be good at a particular sport? And then it has its part. That's what we do here. We talk about sports. We talk a lot about college, especially in season. College football, college basketball particularly. And we talk about that. So that has its place. But what about those students that have to work their way through college? Those are the students you never hear about. Those are the students who are staying out of trouble. Those aren't the students hanging around in a fraternity hall. Those aren't students that are partying on spring break. Those aren't the students that are being introduced on football Saturday. They're the students who's probably working or studying during a football game. I'm just wondering, if you're going to compensate students, what are you compensating them for? Are you compensating them to be a student? If that's the case, all students should be entitled to some compensation. Or are you paying them for what reason? To pay bills? Well, every student has bills. And there's a lot of kids out there who came from a less than desirable home life, we'll say. We'll leave it at that. So although I admire Northwestern University and I think, hey, it's cool. They're out there making a stand And people are talking about it. We're talking about it. People are talking about it. And they're certainly laying the groundwork, and they're being pioneers. On the other hand, I'm like, what are we paying you for? What do you want money for? Colin Cowherd said they'd use it for weed and partying and all that good stuff, which might be true. There might be some points to that. Well, guys, we've come to another end of the show. This is it. We'll be back on Thursday. Make sure that you listen to our encore presentation between 1 and 3 on Indiana Talks. I forgot what I was going to say. Brain fart. Quite literally, brain fart. Anyway, nonetheless, make sure you catch us on Facebook and on Twitter, T Balance, The Balance, and all of our family of I guess you could say family Twitter accounts, family accounts or whatever. Indy Pro Sports, Indy May, at Indy Pro, at Hot Corner, and at T Balance. Give us a follow. 14,014. That's what we want to do. We want to hit 14,000 fans and followers in 2014. So give us a like. Give us a follow. My name is Tom Marquis. Don't drink and drive. It ain't cool. We'll see you Thursday on the Hot Corner.
County Road 233. Under my feet. Nothing on at the wide.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.